right, today's Daf Lamed Beis. Sunday's Daf. We're on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, first wide line. The Mishnah had said that you are not mechuyev to lose money to be meshev in aveda, but you still can't demand your full worth for the time you took off of work, unless you specifically stipulate it in front of a bezin. The Mishnah had said, hayabatol min asela, if you're mevatol the amount of work and now missed out on getting a sela, lo yaymer lo, you can't say tain li sela. Noisen le scharai kipayel batol. But now what does that mean? My kipayel batol. He's not really being batol, he's not doing nothing. So merbaya kipayel batol shol eisem malacha to batol minei. Tana means that you're going to pay the guy to be butthole from his work. In other words, how much money would he be willing to take to not work, but rather do this easier kind of work? Because the assumption is it'll be easier to be meshev the aveda than it is to do the actual job that he really has. So you're going to pay him a fraction of his general salary, which he'd be maskin to take some vacation time and not be working. And the mission said, you could say, I want to do this only if I'm going to get paid my full value. Isser v'Rav Safra, Ovid Iska b'Hari Adadi. So Isser and Rav Safra together did business, but now it was time to dissolve the partnership. So Ozil Rav Safra, Polaglay, he divided up all their different stuff in the business. B'loidaite to Isser b'Apet Betray. But he did this without the knowledge and the awareness of Isser, and he did it in front of two people. So Ozil came to Rabba Bar Rav Huna. When Isser found out about this, Rav Safra went to Rabba Bar Rav Huna to work out the dealings. Amarle, Rabba Bar Rav Huna said to him, Zil Aisi Tilsa Depalgit Kamayu, go get the three people before whom you divided all these different chfeitzim. Or Inami, moving over to Amid Aleph, Trey Migoy Tilsa, bring two of the three men to be made that they were part of a three-person bezdin that oversaw this chaluka. Or Vinami, Trey Sahadi, to Falagta Ba'ape Pei Tilsa, or bring two other edim to be made that you divided it in front of three. But the point is you had to have done it in front of three. So Amar Leir of Safar said, Minalacha, who says you have to do this in front of three? Why do I necessarily have to break up our partnership and divide the stuff in front of three people? Omar Leh, he said, because it's not, we learned in our Mishnah, Yeh Shambezin Masna Bifneim, Imein Shambezin Bifneim Yisna. Who can you do it? Shaloi Kaidim. Because the idea is you can't handle somebody else's financial dealings not in front of a bezin. That's what we learned from our Mishnah. So, in the same way, when you're breaking up a chaluk of a business, you're handling somebody else's gelt, and therefore you need to do it in front of three people. Omar Leh of Safra says, me dummy, how can you compare the breaking of a chaluka to a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda that you want to be compensated for the loss of money? Hasam, by the case of the Mishnah, Demapik Memayna Mehai, Umaisiv Lai. You're taking money from one person, meaning the Bailam, and you're giving it to the guy who was handling the Aveda. So then being a Bezdin, then your mom is handling somebody else's money. Aval Hacha, Tidi Shakli, I'm not really taking his money. I'm taking my own money. I'm not trying to get more than what I already is coming to me. So Gili Milsa Ba'almahu, the whole point of the arbitration is just to kind of be Megala whose is whose. So betray Sagila, you should only need two and not three. Teda, and I'll bring you a ride, it's non. Almana, Mecheres Shalebifne Bezdin. An Almana, who can sell the property of her husband's estate, you do it outside of Bezdin. So clearly, even though you're handling somebody else's money, but because it's being magzik your money, not being maitzi your money, you don't need to have three, you can only get away with two. Omer le Abaya, v'lav mi itmar ala, but didn't we learn legabe that Mishnah, Omer of Yosef, Bar Minyumi, Omer of Nachman, Almana eina tzricha bezin shel mumchen? Aval tzricha bezin shel hedyaitis, but you do need three. So legabe you also, when you're breaking up your partnership with Isser, you should have three hedyaitis, maybe not mumchen, maybe they don't have a smicha, but they gotta have three people, not just two. Now, just in general, the fact that I'm paying for loss of a guy who lost money when he is being meshev in aveda, whether you're paying his full value or you're only paying kipayel batel, frek taisvis, why is this any different than mavriach ari that you're putter in ganzen? If somebody saves me from a loss of the impending ari that's coming, I don't have to pay him. So what's the chilek? Why is this all of a sudden now I do have to pay him? It's only a question of how much, but I certainly have to pay him. And you got three mahalchim in the Rishonim. Taisvis himself says there really is no chilek between our sugi of meshev aveda and mavriach ari, or paying somebody else's chayvis. The reason why you're putter by mavriach ari and those kinds of cases is because it's not vaday going to happen. It's not bari hazeka. It's the fear of the ari. So for that, I'm not mechuyev to pay you. But here, by the hashavas aveda, if you don't return the aveda, he ain't getting it. The assumption is you have to pay for it because it's totally bari hazeka. That's Taisa's shita. The Rajba says it's a difference whether or not he's doing it on his own or he's doing it because he has to. By the case of the guy who's mavriach ari, he didn't have to do it. So you want to do it because hey, I don't have to pay you for it. You're doing it medaita. But here, hashavas aveda, the Torah said you got to do it. So if the Torah says you got to do it, part of that chiyev is going to be that you have to compensate him, because he didn't have a choice in the matter. And lastly, the Ramban says it's different because here we're classifying the guy who's working for you to return your aveda like a pile. That's why we call him a pile bottle. He's like your employee. But the guy who's mavriach ari, or the guy who's masalik any kind of nezik by being perech avos, he's not like a pile, and therefore there's no responsibility to him. The nature of the service is not like a pa'ula that you would have to pay for. Zok de Mishnah, matzah berefes. Let's say you find the animal in a refes. A refes is a barn. So ein chayev, you don't have to go ahead and be meshev it. And of course, we're going to need to determine in the Gemara, like, obviously, if it's in a barn, why should I have to return it? Birshus Harabim, but however, if this animal is Rishus Harabim, Chayiba, you have to be Meshavit. Vim Haisa Bebeis HaKfaris. Let's say the animal's in a Beis HaKfaris. What's the problem? Well, if the guy who finds it is a Kayin, he can't go into the Beis HaKfaris. So the halacha is, Lo Yitama Lo. You're not Matama himself. He's not going to be over this Isser to go and be Matama himself in a Beis HaKfaris to be Meshav the Aveda. Im Omer Lo Oviv Hitame. Let's say his father said, go and be Matama yourself, little Kayin Yingala, and be Meshav the Aveda. Or let's say he said, Stamazai, where there's no Beis HaKfaris, but he says, don't return an Aveda. Another case of a father telling a child to do something Keneged HaTorah. Halacha is Lo Yishmalai. And we'll talk more about that in the Gemara as well. Parak Vitan. We move now from a case of a father telling him to Avera to the case of Prika. And incidentally, what's it called when your father asks you to help unload his animal? Paprika. So Parak Vitan, if you see somebody's animal and it's krechtsing underneath the burden, so you do the preki, you take off the stuff, so now the animal can get up, and then reloaded that same pekel on top of the animal, Parak Vitan, and then afterwards the animal goes down again, so you unload it and reload it. Afilu, arba, v'chamisha, pa'amim, even if it happens over and over again, chayiv, you still have to repeat this process over and over again. Shenemar azayv tazayv. Holach v'yoshev lei, let's say the Baal HaBehema, he sees what's going on here, so he sits down on a bench and has an ice cream, the Omer, and he tells the guy who's doing it, since you have a mitzvah to help me with my animal, go for it, but I'm not helping you. Then at that point, putter. This good Samaritan who was walking by and helping with the prika is putter at that point. You only have to help the Bailam with him, but only if he's going to help. You don't have to do his job for him. But lemaise, if the owner is a zakin or a chayla, and therefore he couldn't do it, and therefore you have to do it on your own, chayiv, then you're mechayiv to do it even if it's by yourself. Mitzvah min hatayra lifreik. It's a din d'oraisa, you have to unload this animal. Avoloi litain. But there is no mitzvah to load him up. Now, of course, that's keneged l'chayr, the pashas of the pasuk, where you are chayv to do a te'ina, and the Gemara is going to say, it just means that you can't do it for a fee, but you have to do it for free. Rav Shimon Eimer af litain, you're even mechayv to help do it, and you can't demand money for it. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Rav Yesi Aglili Eimer im haya alav yeser al masai. If the animal is schlepping more than a normal burden, then ain't zakakul, I'm not responsible. Shnemar tachas masai. So masai shiyachal amayd bay. You're only mechuyev to do the prika te'ina when it's a normal amount. Otherwise, it wasn't bechlal with the Torah demands. Now, what is a normal amount that an animal would schlep? Obviously, that's a metzias question that our Mishnah and our Gemara doesn't deal with, but that's what we have Dr. Henry Abramson for. And he says that an average donkey can carry 110 pounds, a camel can carry, believe it or not, 600 pounds, and a horse, if it's schlepping, it can carry 20% of its weight, which is average 200 pounds. I'm assuming that illuminated your daf. Now, Zok de Gemara, Amar Rava, Refes Sha'amru, this barn that we're talking about, that you find the animal, that we said there's not an Aveda, it's got to be telling you something. So, Einai Masa, it's not the kind of location that would cause the animal to run away, Ve'einai Mishameris, but it's also not one that protects it from leaving. So it's kind of like a Shvacha situation where the animal's at. Einai Masa, how do I know it's not going to cause the animal to run away because Midiktani Einai Chayev Ba, because I'm not Mechuyev to get it if it's in this barn. So Vais Dois, it's a place where it could be. Ve'einai Mishameris, but I'm also saying it's not protected because Meditzrich Lemisni ain't a chayev buff, and the fact you have to tell me must be it's not Mishameris. Now, the Isalka Daitech Mishameris, if it really was Mishameris, Hashta Mishkach La Abroi, if you find it outside like grazing, then Mayala Legavoi. You can now bring it into the barn and you're Makayim your mitzvah Hashava. So Mishkach La Megavoi mi boy. Would I even need to tell you that you find it inside such a barn? You don't have to do anything? Of course, it's Poshet. Elish Mamina ain't a Mishameris. We must be talking about where it's not a protected area, and the first Mamina, that's the case of the Mishnah. Mishnah had said, Matzah Berefes ain't. If you find it inside this refus, you don't have to do a hashava. Omer Rebbe Yitzchak, v'hushay medes teich l'tchum. We're talking about it's within the tchum of the nearest town. But if that barn is outside the tchum, then it's considered an aveda, and you got to return it. Mechlal, de'bereshus harabim, afilu b'seichet tchum namichayev. The diak would be that it's even if it's within a tchum, if it's in a reshus harabim, you're always going to be chayev. But, ikid amasni lo aseifa. Rebbe Yitzchak could have been learning on the second din of the Mishnah. Bereshus harabim chayev ba, omer Rebbe Yitzchak, v'hushay medes chutz l'tchum. That's talking about when the animal is on the Rishus HaRabim, which is beyond the Tchum. But if it's in Rishus HaRabim, which is within a Tchum, then you don't have to be Meshavit. And in which case, Mechlal, the Diak would be, the Berefes, when it's inside of a barn, Afilu HaMedes Chutz L'Tchum Ein HaChayev Bo. So that's two different Lashainas, how we understood Rabbi Yitzchak's din in the Mishnah. Okay, Bebeis HaKfaris Le'etamela. If the Maitzi is a Kayin, he shouldn't become Tameh by going into the Beis HaKfaris to get the Aveda. Tana Rabbana, Minayin Shim Amar Lo Oviv, he Tameh. Let's say the father tells him to do the wrong thing and says, go be Meshav that Aveda, even though you're a Kayin. Oish Amar Lo Al Tachzir. Or the father says, don't be Meshav in Aveda. Stamazai, nothing to do with the Beis HaKfaris. The halach is, Shalai Yishmala. You don't listen to him. Shenamar, Ish Imoy Va'oviv Tiro, Ves Shabsai Tishmairu. Hebrew, Ani Hashem, and the Bach puts in Alekechem, Kulchem Chayavin Bechvaidi. So we learn that if your father tells you to be Iver and Isser in the Torah, you don't listen to your father. Now let's understand this. Time it, because if Rachmanes Shabsai said Tishmairu, if it wouldn't have said Shabsai, but Oberholav, Hochi, Havi Amina Tzaisele, I would think, had it not been juxtaposed with Shabbos, I would think you've got to listen to your father and be Iver the Aver of Yamai. How would I even have such a Havamina? Hi Asay, keep it over Amos and Asay, but Hi Lois Asay Vyasay, but a coin being Matam himself in the base of Kfaris is a both Lois Asay and Asay. Veloy Osi Asay, Vedochis Lois Asay Vyasay. What's the Havamina that would ever think to listen to him? Which the Gemara says, Istrich Kasalka Tetachamina Hoyle, an amazing Havamina, Vahukish Kibud of Aim Lachvayda Shal Makoim, since it's so choshev, the mitzvah of kibbutz of aim, that it's hookish to the covet of Hashem. Shenamar kan kabeis avicha vesimecha v'nemar lahalon kabeis Hashem me haincha hilkach. Let's say isla. I might think I therefore have to listen to my father to be Iver and Avera. Kamash Molandolai, Lishmalay. Therefore comes the Torah says you are not to listen to your father, even though it's hookish l'kavod amakom. This is where Yaakov Kamenetsky says his famous vart about the juxtaposition of Shabbos and kibbutz of aim is because specifically Shabbos teaches us an emunah in the Brias HaOlam, and that we don't come from an evolutionary monkey, which is really the yisoid of kibbutz of aim. We look to our earlier generations with a reverence. It's not that we're trying to get away from the earlier generations because we are more evolved than what came before them. Cue the story of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky on the plane with the guy who was impressed that his anicle was tying his shoes or something. Then the Mishnah said, Mitzvah min haTorah lifrek avolay litain. So what is going on there? My avolay litain. Ilima avolay litain klal. You tell me there's no mitzvah to do teina, to load up the animal? Maishnami prika, dechsev azay tazevi, maitza teina namiksev hakim tokim ima, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Ella, what the Mishnah must mean like this. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrek bechinam. You can't charge. You have to do this for free. Volay litain bechinam. But it's not a chiev to load it up for free. Ella, beschar. You can demand payment to help do the teina and reload the animal. Reb Shimon Iver, no af litain bechinam. You should even do the loading for free. Tanina laha de tana rabbanan. Based on this, we have a brisa. Prika bechinam, teina beschar. Rabbi Shimon Iver, zubazu bechinam. So my tamayad rabbanan, what's the reason the rabbanan holds that you can demand schar for the teina, not for the prika? Because Isal Kadaitach Reb Shimon, the rabbanan would say, if you hold like Reb Shimon that you're never allowed to charge money and you have to do it all for free, lechtev rachman teina v'lei by prika, there would be a kal v'chaymer. V'ad no amino, ma teina deles beit tzar balei chayim, v'leke chesaron kis chayev, the still the Torah obligates you to do this. So prika dis beit tzar balei chayim, v'chesaron kis loi kol shekain, elamai hilchus okasvei rachman. So why can't I just use the kal v'chaymer? Why do I need the Torah to write both of them? Must be lemer lech tell you, prika b'chinim teina b'schar. For Reb Shimon, my time, why is Reb Shimon not like that kind of svara? Because mishum d'loy mesayim ekra, it's not muchrach which words in the pasuk we're talking about prika and teina, and therefore, since you don't have that, you don't have this hechrach, and you could have never just gone with the kal v'chaymer. V'rabbanan, what would the rabbanan say back to Reb Shimon? Amai loy mesayim ekra. It's clear in the Torah which one was talking about teina, which one was talking about prika. Because hachak siv reivetz tachas masoy. By prika, it's talking about that the animal is lying down underneath its masoy. So that's clearly going to be a prika issue. And hasam siv neiflevin baderech, where the animal fell by the road, deramu inu v'tu'unu b'urchem mashma. It sounds like both the animal and the masa fell down, and therefore you have to help them load them back up. So it's pretty clear. So for Rabbi Shimon neiflevin baderech, inhu v'tu'unai Olavaihu mashma. All that means is that the animal was lying in the road with its burden on it, so it's not necessarily going to be a teina. It's already preloaded. Vaiter. Amar Rava, turning over to Amid Beis, midivrei shneim, both from Rabbanan and Reb Shimon, nilmad tzar balechaim is deiraisa. Wow. That the isser of tzar balechaim is a deiraisa. Because the Rabbanan held that you could learn from a kal v'chaymer of the tzar balechaim, of the pain of the animal, and that is, of course, a din deiraisa. V'yafil Reb Shimon le'kamar el mishum d'le mesayim ekra. But really, Batsim, he agreed to it. Av mesayim ekra darshina kal v'chaymer, mishum mai, la mishum tzar balechaim darshina, so kum techais, tzar balechaim is recognized as a din deiraisa. Which the Gemara says, remember, there were two reasons. It was Tzar Baal HaChaim and Chesaron Kis that we said that you have to do the Prika. V'achi ka'amar, ma te'ina deles b'chesaron kis chayiv. So Prika de'is b'chesaron kis like kol shekein. The Gemara answers, no, it's not really true, because you can't say Prika as opposed to te'ina, because u'te'ina ein b'chesaron kis. There's no loss by a te'ina. Mile yaskina ad ha'chi v'achi. In this meantime, he's losing money. Time is money until he gets this done. Batul mishuke. Or inami asu ganve. Maybe we're afraid that he's going to lose money because kol zman is stuff lying on the ground. Ganavim could come. V'shachli kol madika ba'ada. So therefore, it is a chesaron kis both by te'ina and Prika. And teida de'tzar b'alechaim de'raisa. Okay, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah that it's de'raisa. Diktani safe. for Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Aymer Imahaya, Olav Yeser Al Masayo, if the animal's carrying more than what's normal for it, Ein Zakaklo. Shene'emar Tachas Maso, Masui Shiyachala Moid Boy, Lav Mechlal de Tanakama Sofer. So can't you now see from the fact that Rabbi Yosi Aglili says this, that his Bar Plukta, the Tanakama, which is basically the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, that are arguing with Rabbi Yosi Aglili, hold Zakaklo that you are Mechuyiv to help? My time Olav Mishum Tzar Balechayim is Dei Raisa, which the Gemara says Nashken Raya, because Dilma, Betachas Maso Pligi, maybe the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yosi are only arguing with how do you darshan the words of tachas maso. Rabbi Yosi Sovar, darshan tachas maso is masu shiyachala made by. Rabbanan Sari, lay darshan tachas maso. They just, so there's no machlekes in Tzar Balei Chaim. The machlekes was going to be about how do you darshan the words of tachas maso, but you can really hold that Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon, even if Tzar Balei Chaim is lav da'iraisa. Okay, so let's try again, but now we'll bring a ride the other direction. Tata de Tzar Balei Chaim, lav da'iraisa. Diktani reisha holach v'yoshev loy. If the owner of the animal, he sits down and has his ice cream cone and doesn't want to help schlep, but and he says to the Good Samaritan, Hoyal va'alecha mitzvah lifreik, pray, go ahead and do it. In that case, you're going to be potter, shenemar imai, to help him. Who cares whether the guy is along with him? It shouldn't matter what the owner of the animal is doing. The poor animal here is suffering under the load, and l'cher, you should have to do it. Must be that Tzar Balei Chaim is lav da'iraisa, to which the Gemara says, not a raya, because l'elum Tzar Balei Chaim is taka da'iraisa. But mi savers potter, potter legamri, means you're not responsible at all. It doesn't mean that. But dumb potter b'chin, you got to do it, but you can demand the money. You should do it for free. So we didn't really bring any conclusive raya from our Mishnah. We're going to bring other makayrus now. Simon behemus behemus. I have signed a Ravtson. Let's bring a raya from the following brisa to Rava that it is their raya because behemas I have a kechav metapelba. You got to handle the animal of a guy and unload it. Ki behemas Yisrael. Now, Yemer Bishlam Tzar Balei Chaim is their raya. I get it. Mishamachi metapelba ki behemas Yisrael. I have no chiyuv to be nice to this guy. Yemer Tzar Balei Chaim lav dayraisa. My metapelba ki behemas Yisrael. Why in the world would I want to help this guyish guy's animal if Tzar Balei Chaim wouldn't be a real thing with their raya? Which the Gemara says, no, it's not really true, because Hosim Mishum Eva. The reason why you got to do it is Alf the Eva, you got to keep good relations with the Goyim. So, Nahachinami Mistabra, Diktani, Imhaisa, Tuuna Yayin is Osir. If the animal has this Yayin Nesech, which is Osir for Yidden, Ein Zokoklo. Now, Iyar Bishlam Alav Dairaisa, if you're telling me that Tzar Balei Chaim is not Dairaisa, then Mishum Hachi Ein Zokoklo. That's why you're not Mukhayev to do it. But Eliyamar Dairaisa, but if you would tell me that Tzar Balei Chaim is Dairaisa, so then my Ein Zokoklo, I don't care what the wine is, you should have to help the animal. Hachi Kamer. Now, the truth is, that Braisa would not be fair because Ulit Hata'ina Yain is Usr Ein Zokoklo. That's only talking about to load up the animal with this Usr Dika wine, you're not Mukhayev to do it. But the Tzar Balei Chaim of being doing the prika, you would be mukhayev even by the yayin nesach. All right, we're going to stop in the middle of these rayas and pick it up with the next toshma on tomorrow's daf.